Hi, my name is Quentin Hyde, and welcome to another episode of the Quentin Hyde Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the time that I did life regression meditation. And you're probably thinking, you either clicked on this thinking, oh, that is cool, I want to hear about that. Or you're thinking, I have no clue what that is, but I'm still going to listen anyway. Thank you either way. I'm a little bit hoarse because yesterday I've been screaming for about 4 hours. Not because I was upset, but because I was having a good time, and I get loud when I'm having a good time, but my voice doesn't actually like it. Anyway, life regression meditation. I keep almost saying age regression meditation, but age regression is not necessarily a good thing. That is most often a thing your mind does to cope with trauma. This has nothing to do with trauma, though it can actually be, but not in my case, I think. Let me explain. If you believe in the paranormal, you might, you might also believe in the possibility of reincarnations. Reincarnations obviously meaning that whenever you die, your soul might be reborn into a new body, living another life, for example, to learn some more stuff, to grow as, a celestial being, to have your soul, develop over time. Even if you don't believe in that, it's still going to be really interesting to note that whenever I read all of this to you, you're going to think, oh, that's kind of crazy, because I'm not making it up, but at least this is what I saw. Because what life regression meditation is, this is like an assisted meditation from this guy named Mr. Weiss, or Weiss, whatever. It's like a German name, but it's like a US guy with a German name, so they probably say Weiss or something. It's like a 30-minute thing, and a video, and he helps you through this meditation, and the idea is that you meditate so deeply that your mind travels back to the memories that you had of your previous life. Depending on what kind of information you need the most right now, it would tell you specific informations about specific lives, as well as showing you or allowing you to see your, for example, your birth or symbolisms and all that kind of stuff. So I was just sitting on my couch a few weeks ago and I was just thinking, oh, that sounds super cool. I was like, that sounds very interesting. I'm gonna do that right now. And I did. And I wrote everything down that I did. It's actually funny because I did that in the middle of the night. And at some point during it, I don't even know because I don't really have the greatest sense of time. I fell asleep and it continued on in my dream, like that kind of stuff. And then when I woke up, I literally just jotted everything down. There's grammar errors in there because I'm going to be reading it to you. So every now and again, I might struggle reading whatever the heck I just wrote down. Chronologically, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I do think you're gonna find it cool. There are certain things I'm gonna leave out because they're very personal. Not that I wouldn't mind sharing that with you, because I really don't care. I have no secrets. However, it would upset specific individuals were they to see this, and I just don't really feel like that, in my personal life. But overall, it's a 99.9%. I can just tell you everything that I wrote down. However, I must give you a disclaimer. When I did this, I had used a little bit of marijuana. Recreationally, I've mentioned before that I do that every now and again, and I had done that. Now, you also must understand that marijuana doesn't give hallucinations, or at least I've never heard of anyone getting hallucinations from marijuana, and I know I have never had that either. Though it might be interesting to note that that might have affected the way my brain worked a little bit. As well as the fact that some people actually use this kind of stuff to do spiritual things to help and guide them. I don't know if it helps anything, works against anything, or alters anything in that specific subject, but I did think it was a fair thing to just point out in the beginning. But let's go through it! What I wrote down. Life regression meditation, what I experienced, : I went back and saw a little boy with blonde hair and blue eyes play on a beach. It can be super old because he was playing with a rather modern toy shovel, parentheses, a blue one. He looked really sweet. His teeth were a bit crooked and we were near a corner of an island of some sort on which a red and white striped lighthouse stood. I'm not fully sure if he was me or if I was the woman whose eyes I looked through at him. I think I was her. I think he was my son. The woman was very young too, somewhere in her early 20s. Later, we just had a little walk past the beach, more towards the side of the lighthouse, and she held his little hand. I most strongly feel like he was my son, because when I had this thought, I started crying, and it was a pretty strong feeling. This was very strange, because I was like doing the whole meditation thing, I had my eyes closed, and this, like, I saw everything very clearly, which is interesting, because I cannot picture people's faces. Like, that's apparently not a normal thing, but I cannot make up faces. Like, my dreams, as well as when I read books or something, faces don't exist. I see people fully faceless, as if they were mannequins. It's been like that since I was born, and I thought everyone had that, but I am incapable of making up new faces. Where was I? Oh yeah, I started crying. It would confirm the feeling I've had for a long time, that I have a strong connection to a life in which I was a woman. It would also make sense when you think about how important a parent-to-child relationship is for me. End of first experience. Which is interesting, because I've never said that, because there wasn't really any reason to. But I very much feel like if I had a previous life, that I have a very strong connection to one in which I was a woman. I don't know why, though. I just have that feeling. I just have that feeling sometimes where I'm like... you could also argue maybe it's because I was raised by just women, but it's just like, I often think of like women or female experiences in a way that where it almost feels like familiar, even though I have never experienced them as a man. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Anyway, that was the end of the first one. It felt very strange. That was one of the first visions that I had. It was the first one. And I remember like starting to cry while doing it, which is interesting because I barely ever cry. Like the last time I cried was like at the start of this year when my relationship went to shit. Before that, it's been years. Like I can genuinely go years without crying because I don't cry easily. But so I thought it was interesting. Second experience, experiencing my current life's birth. So, you know, me, Quentin, who I am right now. I felt the moment of being born, but more in a spiritual way. So no pain or screaming or anything that has actually happened. I just kind of came out and the doctor helped me. My mom was immediately a strong presence and she was happy to see me. She did feel tired, which makes sense. My dad appeared visually way more noticeable, with a happy, energetic look and his arms stretched out like he wanted to hold me, but never actually taking me from the doctor. I'm sorry, I lost train of thought for a second there. There was also a fourth adult figure in the room, but this one was face and bodiless, almost as if she, parentheses, it felt like a she, was just a fully white aura, like a human shape made out of light. It might sound scary, but she felt very good and very positive. She might be my grandma, which is, despite the fact that she was not present during my birth, of course. It was very interesting, that one, because I saw that all in, like, third party. Like, I saw, like, baby me just kind of appear. But it's funny, because I told all of these stories to my mom. Like, I called her up, I was like, well, obviously not during midnight, but I had called her, I was like, hey, this is the case. My mom very strongly believes in reincarnation as well. And I told her all of that, and I was like, yeah, the fourth figure, etc. And my mom just went, oh, that's actually interesting, because there was a fourth person in the room. There was, like, this female nurse there. And I was like, well, I don't know if that was, like, supposed to be the female nurse or just an entity that my mind made up. Because it felt very, like, not literal. Because obviously a baby doesn't just come out like, whoop, and it's done. It felt more like a, like almost like an analogy. No, that's not, am I trying to say analogy? Or like symbolism. Let's just put it like symbolism. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not here trying to tell you that you have to believe that everything like this happened and means something. Here, I feel like everyone can believe what they want. I myself am an agnostic person who really bases what I believe and don't believe based on things that I personally experience. So if you don't believe this, it can still be interesting for you just to know that this is something that I visually saw in my mind while doing meditation. Which is also interesting because meditation does have a lot of science behind it. Like stuff that your brain can do. The next clip, I'm too used to video. The next story, I named Further Back. When I went further back, because at some point, like, the guided meditation guy was like, now we're gonna go further back in time. So when I went, oh, I get very dark on camera right now. There we go. When I went further back, I believe to have gone way further back. See, oh, wow, Quentin at 2 a.m. should never write anything. It seemed old. I was in a forest clearing, and I wore black sandals, and I was a man. I was a pretty big man too. I seemed quite muscular and had rough hands. I kind of gave the stereotypical warrior from a warrior tribe vibe. It was hard for me to understand my race or location, though I did seem white. The forest had a lot of exceptionally tall trees with broad trunks, though the bark on the trees was smooth instead of rough and was lighter than the trees we have here, but darker than birch. I wore clothing that looked a lot like the Earth Kingdom in Avatar The Last Airbender. It looked like a warrior outfit that was worn by the ancient Mongolians, at least in terms of style, but maybe a bit more minimalistic. Later, I walked over to a woman who was standing by some water. She wore a dress in the same green color. She had long blonde hair, and she was definitely white, like no question. My own hair was black, or at least very dark brown. She and I joked about something, but I couldn't understand a word, as I didn't understand the language that I myself was speaking. Then we kissed, and that was the end of that vision. I remember that very clearly. I remember that, like, it was very strange, because it felt very lovingly. It was, like, clear that whatever I was looking through and that woman individual were, like, a couple. But I have no clue where this would have been, because it felt like I said, the clothing style felt very Mongolian, but from what I could see from, like, a first-person perspective on, quote-unquote, me versus the other woman, they didn't really seem Mongolian or even Asian. More Slavic, really, now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe, like, but I don't know what Slavic, like, Asian clothing looks like. Actually, I could look that up. I could definitely look that up at some point, but it was very interesting, to say the least. It was a very interesting moment for me to, like, experience that whole thing. Then there was one of the... I don't know if this was... Yeah, this was actually the last one, so I'm gonna... Because I have, like, this weird order, but I'm gonna... You know, I'm gonna quickly go over to the other one. This is an experience that I refer to as, or titled as, giving. When the meditation guide, so the man who, you know, voices the whole video, asked, "Why did the universe show you this specific memory?" I visually saw this large, typically quote-unquote cosmic, blue hand, which scooped up some bright white liquid. In it lay some marbles or even tiny planets or something, because one kind of resembled Saturn. The only word I heard in my mind was a very clear vocal voice saying the word giving. This kind of felt like a life purpose of some sort, despite not believing in a reason for life, because I don't believe that life has a reason. It feels like that's what my life has been centered around and might be what I'm learning or doing in some sort of way. Like, basically, if I try to visualize it, there was like this infinite ocean. Like, there was no land or anything. It was just like an infinite ocean of bright glowing white liquid. Think of milk, but like bright glowing milk almost. But it's also like a little bit more thin than milk. So it looked like as if you were to mix milk with water, but it also glows. Does that make sense? And this large, like blue cosmic-y hand just scooped it up, some of it, and whatever stayed in her palm, I don't know why it's a her, but in my mind it's a her, laid some of that liquid and like a few like marbly kind of things. And the marble things might have been planets. They looked like vaguely like planets. And I just heard the word giving. And I was just like, oh, that's crazy. Because it's also like something that I focus on a lot. Because I make content. Of course, because I love it. But also because I want to give positive emotions over to you and to the other people watching. And like when I think of my future, like people ask me like, oh, you're working very hard on like making a lot of money and I own different companies, etc. What are you gonna do if you have like millions? Like, I actually had that question yesterday when I was over at Friends. They were like, imagine you get like 10 million right now. What are some of the first things you'd do? And pretty much all of them were like things that I wanted to do for others. And that's not me just being like, oh, look how cool I am. Because I would definitely buy like a bunch of crap for myself, for sure. But I have noticed that at least to me, it's very important to leave a good lasting impression. Like, I would like to end up in history as someone who literally is just like noticed as like, oh, this guy, he was cool. Cause like he fixed like some bad stuff and he was very nice to people. I think that's also why I so incredibly respect David Dobrik and Mr. Beast. Yes, we're going there again, I'm sorry. Because a huge part of what they do is just spread positivity, but also just give. They just see a person, they're like, oh, I have a crap ton of money. Wait, you lost your house? Bam, here you go, here's a house, here's money. Oh, you did this and this, you've never been able to do this. here, I'm making it happen. It means a lot to me. And it felt almost as if that's like a life purpose, despite me not believing in purpose of life. So that was kind of cool. Here's the last one. The last one, which I refer to as the street. And this one was actually kind of crazy. And I talked it over with several people as well as my mom. And my mom actually had the most interesting view on that. So let's go. This is what I wrote down. It's important to know that I had fallen asleep during this vision. Technically, it must have been a dream, but didn't feel like a regular dream. I dreamt I had awoken from my meditation and went to talk to my mom. We were in the same house, but it's a house that I've never seen before. She came down the stairs and I ran up to her. She smelled marijuana on me and it annoyed me that she had to remark that. I told her about what I had done and about the life regression meditation and she was confused. At some point, the last thing that happened during this vision was me grabbing her face on both sides with my hands firmly and asking her, "Where are we?" She looked me straight in the eye. And I saw her very detailed, and she said the name of a street I had never heard before. She called it the Lizarey Street. This was obviously said in Dutch, and it had a French pronunciation, Lizarey Straat, Lizarey Street. Note I added later, every time I read this part, I get full body goosebumps. And I still do. Like, as I'm telling you this, I just feel it everywhere on me. Now, here's the thing. I talked this over with a friend of mine, and I wouldn't know how to spell Lizarey, because I don't speak French. And she just kind of like started trying some stuff on like Google Maps, and we found like this one street that was literally called that in France. But my mom, later on, when I called her and talked about it, she was like, I don't think that's the interesting thing. I think you should put it in translator and see what the word in French means. And it means, as a noun, not as a verb, because I started laughing at that too, it means edging. So I was like, edging? Oh my god, because obviously when that's a verb, it's a sexual act. But when it's a noun, as in like the plural of an edge, like there's a bunch of edges, it's like borders, the edge of. And my mom was just kind of like, okay, what if it means that you're in some sort of crossing point? Because an edge, a border, stops where you currently are and either limits you or leads over to another place. Leads over to another section of something. And that to me was really interesting because it's a fun fact. I don't know if I can go into detail about this, so I'm going to keep it very vague. My mom once had this dream where she had like a kid in her class, my mom teaches, and she had this very strange like foreign name that wasn't actually a name. And my mom woke up like knowing that name, like from her mind, like this was that freaking name. And I researched it. I looked up that name at the time. I still lived at home, which was like some ancient tongue, which meant like the start of a new beginning or something in like a language my mom didn't speak. And we were all just like, oh my God. And that's like, I had totally forgotten that, but my mom brought that up and she was like, what if that's similar? What if you just need to translate it and just turn it into the edge of, or like border, or like end of something? Or like maybe even the start of something. And I was just like, that's actually crazy. Because it was, I don't know, it was very interesting to me. And like I said, you might be thinking this, like listening to this, I know that most of my viewers are kind of into this stuff. So most of you are probably like, oh wow, this is really cool. And some might just be like, man, he sure probably had a lot of weed before this, or like an active imagination. Either way, I think it is incredibly interesting. I desperately want to know more about like the information that I've gotten about this, but I wouldn't even know how to do that. I am thinking about doing it a second time, but every time I've considered it, something in me just kind of went, maybe not right now, because you do need to be in like a good state of mind. I am strongly considering doing it again though. I do also, let me just quickly grab my phone and look up what the heck that was called again. It must have been Weiss. Yeah, it was Weiss. I'm going to spell it for you. So in case you are curious, you could literally do this yourself. It's 36 minutes and you really need to be able to stay focused and have like people not interrupt you for half an hour. Because I live on my own, so that's easy. But if you live with like a bunch of people, that's going to be hard. So it's called the Brian Weiss Past Life Regression Session. That's what the video is called. Brian, this means pretty easy to spell. Weiss is W-E-I-S-S. Past life regression sessions. 36 minutes long. It's a 7-year-old video. Thing though, I personally hate ad blockers. I don't use ad block at all because I feel bad about taking money away from people that, you know, have those ads displayed. So I don't use ad blockers. Except for this one. Because I don't know who the heck uploaded this, but they added like 20 ad breaks in this. Let me tell you, an ad definitely will interrupt like deep mind meditation. So I would recommend you either download the clip or have an ad block just for that video, because it's just, why would you add mid-roll ads on meditation? That's so dumb. But here's the thing, if you do end up doing this, if you were to be willing to share it with me, would love to hear what you got out of it. Maybe even if it's nothing, even if you did it and nothing happened, I would love for you to send it to me like, oh yeah, nothing happened. Here's the thing, while I believe in the paranormal, I am skeptic. So I literally went into this being like, oh yeah, sure, sure. Let's see, probably nothing is gonna happen. And then there was this point where he just kind of like started counting down from 10 to 1. And at 1, you would like go into like this dream space or something. And he would go like 10, 9. I was just like, yeah, yeah, 8. And then my mind went like, woo-woo-woo-woo. I was just like, oh, wait, what? It's like a self-hypnosis kind of thing. It only works if you want it because it's self-hypnosis. But like I was pleasantly surprised that something actually happened, at least in my head. So I would love to hear what you think about this whole thing. My throat is starting to hurt a lot. So I'm going to end it right here. I mean, this was the end of the story anyway. If you are looking at, like watching this or listening to this on YouTube, you can use the comment section to let me know what you thought. If you're listening to this on Spotify or any other platform, please tweet me at Quentin Hyde because I'm curious what you thought. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to this, and I would love to see you next time. Bye-bye.